Afternoon Jams on the phone line. Psychologist Cedric Scott is on the phone line. Another black on business in our community. How's the big brother doing today?
I'm doing well, Paul. Doing well.
Man, thank you for joining us. There is a economic protest today and throughout America protesting the non-melanated business. And so we're highlighting black on business today because we can't forget about you guys. You know,
And I'm participating. Just for the record, I'll let it know that I'm participating today, and I'm proud to do it.
There you go. Make that pinch fail. Make them feel the heat. You know,
right.
But at the same time, support our black on. So, tell us about your business, what you do, and the name and location and everything.
It's called Lazarus Man Consulting. It's a community counseling center located at 2416 Peck Street in Muskegon Heights, where I was born and raised. And so I started it because it provides community counseling centers. Also, it is housed inside of what's called the Center for Racial Health Equity, which also covers areas that the clinical side, Lazarus Man, uses to try and diminish the gap between equity and inequity, if you will. And by doing that with very key issues such as mental health, substance use disorders, and poor job training and business acumen that's necessary to start entrepreneurship businesses and sustain them with knowledge of the business arena, if you will. So Lazarus Man's, we opened 2019 brick and mortar, but I always had the sort of what many of us do in our community was called a side hustle, for
right.
Lack of a better word. And so, but because I didn't have the equity, I didn't have the resources to create a brick and mortar. So I had to participate in that side hustle until I could earn, save, and develop the credit rating, business, and funding to actually start on my own. And that's exactly what I did as I worked for one of our local community counseling centers. So
Wow. So to people that are listening, they will come to you if they need some psychological services, right? They need some mental health services, right?
Correct. And substance use disorders.
Okay. And I think I saw something about handgun of something dealing with maybe stealing, a habit of stealing. I don't know the medical terms. You treat a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, it's what you probably saw when you were in my office was a shoplifting.
There you go.
Shoplifting disorder, theft disorder. Another form, the probably more clinical term is kleptomania. And so It's an addiction, just like gambling, just like substance use disorder. It's the same chemical that gives us pleasure is located in our pleasure centers. So there's many addictions, sex addictions, et cetera. But it's because we have this pleasure center.
Wow. Now, how can people get in contact with you? Should they call you? Should they drop by? What do you prefer?
Lazarus Man prides itself in being an any door is a good door type of organization, which means you can walk in, get on the schedule, call, get on the schedule, visit my website, LazarusMan.com, fill out the intake paperwork, punch your insurance in, and get on the schedule. So it's any door is a good door.
Any door is a good door, man. Thank you so much. You were in the same block that you were raised in, two streets over.
Two blocks over, yes, sir.
Man,
yes, sir.
It has to make you feel good, don't it?
It does. I mean, and that's one of the elements that black ownership brings that I can't explain. There's no words for me to express, especially because I like to say that I've been fairly successful over these years, too, in doing it and reached out to and collaborated with a number of other organizations in the community for the better good, right, being part of solutions versus being part of the problem. And that the pride that it gives you to have your own ownership and knowing that you are benefiting from the sweat of your labor, There's no word for it.
Wow. Before we go, your niece also has a black-owned business, Brianna Scott. Correct. If you don't mind, I'm not going to be able to get a chance to talk to her today. But can you just share how proud you are of her?
Well, how proud I am of her is, again, unbelievable. It's just no words to express it. She is a phenomenal young woman, and I'd have to say very, very diligent at what she does. If you want a great legal defender, then there's no better place than to visit Brianna Scott's practice.
There you go. Downtown on Apple Street. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you so much for being available, Cedric, man. I appreciate you so much, man. Peace and blessings to you.
No, I appreciate you considering me, Paul. Thanks.
No doubt. No doubt. Top of my list, brother. Top of my list.
I appreciate you, my friend.
Good weekend. Take care. Bye. That was Cedric Scott, founder of Lazarus Man Consulting, and an outstanding individual. Just amazing. And everybody that we talked to today, I think we're number 7, number 8 of black-owned business. Just good people. We have it here. We're blessed. We're blessed to have good-hearted people who have business in this community, and we need to support them as much as possible. Back to more music.